You know, last one for the week. Someone hit me up on my Facebook. I shared this a statement from a year. You know, I should find a statement from the year ago and read it. I'm gonna pull it out here on my silent iPhone right now and read the statement. Okay. Now, 10 years from 10 years ago, the good Christians we are seeing testify to the power of the church, not because the pagan-rooted structures of churchianity contributed, but because they only hindered, but because the church was able to grow despite that unneeded establishment. Still, I'm not ready to throw out congregational ministry, even with it giving way to the rising IHOP structure, IHOP International House of Prayer. That was from 10 years ago. And I commented when I reposted this, now I am almost ready to throw out congregational ministry. A lot of Christians have been able to go to church, even in Hong Kong. So it's like, how are they going to learn? So a buddy said, so what's your alternative? And I said, I'm going to put that in a podcast. So I'm putting a podcast right now, Randy. I kind of touched on it in the point, learning at home. And I mean, skipping to the end first, when I finish my web server, so it's why I keep talking about the web server in the podcast weekly on Mondays. Once I get this web server basically going, I'm going to spend more time doing teaching videos. I just blasted over 1,000 on YouTube a week or two ago, in the last few weeks. I think this past week, I unlocked new permissions. On YouTube, if you have 1,000 subscribers, you can do community posts. You know, you've got your people that follow you. So you can talk to the followers. So I might start that. I might start doing Bible studies. I mean, if I've got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, then I'm a thing. And so maybe I can call a publishing company and say, may I read your Bible translation? They like my reading of the Book of Enoch. You know, can I read this Bible translation? May I? So, well, you know, it's a really, really interesting thing. I've got 1,000 subscribers in my American YouTube channel. And if I post a video, about 12 people will watch it. I've got under 800 subscribers on my Taiwan channel. And if I post a video, about 50 to 100 people will watch it. That's really funny to me. Maybe I should focus more on Taiwan. But anyhow, I'm going to focus more on all these videos. Oh, I do want to talk about Taiwan and videos. This past week, I had a great conversation with a psychology student in Taiwan. Taiwanese are totally unaware of psychology. The idea, you're doing that crazy thing. When we think like this and we start talking that way, that indicates maybe we got some problem. Go home and think about it, you know? Taiwanese don't know any of that. They just walk around and do these obscenely, ridiculously crazy things out in open public and nobody calls them out on it. And everybody else thinks, oh, that person's right, I'm wrong. It's like, no, that person might be crazy and needs some sort of action from you. Like, ignore that person, say, that's weird, I don't like that. You know, you could say that. You know, JP always says, don't let your kids do things you don't like. I mean, if someone does something that's psychologically unhealthy, then, you know, say, I don't like that. You know, that can help the person. In Taiwan, they don't do that. Oh, he wants something. I have to always say, okay, no matter how stupid, dangerous, or deadly it is, because that's rude to stop people from dying, because you don't stop people. You know, like, that's their culture. In fact, we were just talking about that. I was talking about a psychology student. He said, yeah, you go along with everything. And so, you know, someone says, it's illegal for my boss to try to cut off my arm because we all have a right to keep our arms, and the boss will get angry with you. You know, like, it's not quite that extreme, but it's that ridiculous. The ridiculous factor for what bosses get away with in Taiwan, it's there. I've said several places, within the last 6 months, an American in Taiwan lived here 30 years. His English, his ESL school boss, Taiwanese, sat and looked at him and said, the thing I don't like about you Americans is that you think you have rights. And that was in the last 6 months. It's still going on. And that's what I talked about this week in the Symphony, you know, editorial podcast. you know, Taiwan's got a decision. I don't want to go into it too much, but, you know, America and Taiwan should be having a tough conversation right now about how much Taiwan wants to respect foreigners. And Taiwan is going to give me some of the respect that they should be giving to at least 100,000 Americans. They're going to give me some of that, or else I'm going to go blow the whistle. I'm going to let the public know what it's been like. And we'll see how long those arrogant people inside Taiwan's government keep their jobs after America finds out what they say to Americans when they get here. I can't, you know, it's, the level of insanity is off the charts. It's insane. It's public insanity. And so talking about psychology in Taiwan is helpful. So this master's degree, counseling. It's not neuroscience psychology. It's counseling. And, you know, we had a very good conversation all in Mandarin, mostly in Mandarin, about, you know, psychology and how that can affect things in Taiwan, and how Taiwanese could benefit from it. And one of the big questions is, does everybody need counseling? No, probably not. Some people need a friend. Some people need to tell them no. Some people need to tell them yes. Some people need to just listen. Sometimes we need, you know, counseling therapy is not the end all be all for everyone. And so, you know, do we even need counseling therapy? If not, what? We need our friends to just tell us no? Or to have our friends just tell us so. You're doing that? That's not good. So, you know, it was a wonderful conversation. So what's my solution to the Sunday morning church thing? What's my solution to the problem? I need to start. I need to start doing teaching. I need to start doing Bible teaching. That's my contribution anyway. The solution for the whole world isn't that Jesse does Bible teaching, but that solution for some people. So maybe if I started, other people will start doing it. I studied Bible in college. If I needed one, I probably would be able to get an honorary doctorate. I'm not saying that to brag. I've done the work. I've written a 90,000 word theology book with more scripture references than most theology books. Mainstream theology, systemic theology books. I mean, more scripture references than Erickson does, and Boyce. No, Grudem doesn't count. If you know what I'm talking about. So I've one thing I've got written down here on the pad is depression. When my psychology buddy and I were talking about psychology in Taiwan, one thing that really came up was depression. What do you do about depression? It's like, well, we need healthy relationships, and sometimes we need to express ourselves. And he goes on about self-expression. Someone wants to kill people, so if he draws pictures about killing people, then he doesn't want to kill people anymore because he expressed himself and got it out of his system. And I'm going, aren't you reinforcing bad ideas, though? And he's like, well, we need to express ourselves. I said, well, does that work with people? He goes, no, a lot of people commit suicide anyway. I'm like, okay, so it's not helping. You can't say it's a solution. He's like, but we need to express ourselves. So we had this little go around trying to figure out what was going on here. In many cultures, Asian culture and in church culture, whether in Asia or America or the West, we oftentimes get repressed and struggle to truly express ourselves. So if we struggle with self-expression, we need to express ourselves. We need people to listen to us. But if we don't struggle with self-expression, there's a point where too many dark thoughts become what psychologists would say, or counselors would say, is a hypnotizing effect. If we have dark thoughts all the time, then we're causing ourselves to be depressed by meditating and programming ourselves to think darkly. So expression and self, you know, negative self-hypnosis are two different things. You want to express your ideas, but also count your blessings. Think about the good things. Think on good things. Take some time and think about things you're grateful for and things that are beneficial and helpful. Think about these things. And that's, you know, gratitude and getting busy working are two big things that I've found help a lot with anxiety. But I can express myself. If you can express yourself, you know, work on that too, I guess. Love you. See you next week.